equal rights that the field belongs to them, but it can only belong to one of them. It can't belong to both of them. Reuben only has the power to give it for a present to one. But in the first one he gave it to, it's his, not the second one. So we do not know which one really owns it right now. So it's not much a case like before. The that's the question. How come over here it says Alocha? The Rav Omi Achleiku. Rav says over here we say Achleiku. Bezin has to be Mechalik the field. We have to say Achleiku, 50-50. Rashi, the Sveiku, Falekla Eim Hakam Asokol Avaraya, the Einech and Muslim Chaveroi. There's no Din HaMoitzi, therefore it's a regular case of Shnei Merchus and Metalus like, and therefore Min HaSofik we say Achleiku. That's what Rav says. Who Shmuel Amar no, Shudu Dedaini. Shmuel says a new Alocha of Shudu Dedaini, Shmuel says. Rav Rashbam learns, Li Oysoi Shiyo Noiteya Leiv HaDayonim. Again, here, Bezin does not know which one should go. So, whichever one the Dayanim's leiv is more nice to, that's the one we give it to. Shoya noisin oyev oikroi v'yoyser. In other words, shudu the Dayanim means, however the Dayanim itself thinks should be. Even though there's no proof one way or the other way, but there's such a thing as shudu the Dayanim. The way the leiv of Bezin feels, how they feel they have a right to paskin. Loisim shoya noit leiv v'dayanim, shoya noisin oyev oikroi v'yoyser. Like Bezin feels, listen, we know that Reuven loved Levi. So if it's a question to us now, whether Shimon or Levi, who did he really give a present to? We know that he loved Levi. So that's enough of a swear for us to say, really he meant to give it to Levi. Even though there's no proof, but that's just the way we feel. Now we're saying a swear why Shmuel holds, Shudu the Daini is better than saying Yachleiku. Because if you're only going to say Yachleiku, Bevadi Yechonechachati Shalashleikadin. If you say Yachleiku, then for sure half of the property is going to the wrong owner. True, one way to look at it is that the real owner at least will get half. He's not going to lose the whole thing. But our co-partner, the wrong owner, is also getting half. So that's not so good, Yachleiku. Shmuel says, better do Shudu Dedaini. Let Bezdin do the way they think is right. The way they think is right, that's the way you can do it. This talk is Yachleiku. The way Rashbam says, and the Rashi learns, Shudu Dedaini means that we just said, Bezdin has to have a reason to say one way more than the other way. Look at Tyson John. Tyson says no. Nearer of any time, Lemisha Yirza Dain Lita, period. There's such a psak of Shudu Daini. When Bezin does not know what to do, in certain cases, they have a right to give it to whichever one they want to. Not because they, like Rashi says, have a feeling that he loved Levi more, so must probably really meant to give it to Levi. Even without that, in the case when it's a pure suffix to Bezin what to do, there's such a klal of Shudu Daini. That co-ponim is the steer on Rav Nachman. Here Rav Nachman says when we have a field or a ship, we don't know what to do, we have a new type of stock of kol diolam gavar, we let those two fight it out. And here it says clearly of Achloikas Rav and Shmuel, that either you say Achloiku, or else you say a new svar Shudu Dedaini. Bezin has the right to give it to whichever one they want to, but not that we let them fight it out? Of course, not like around like Rav Nachman. So where it says, no, I'll tell you like this. Hosom leka lemekim ala demilso. Hocho iko lemekim ala demilso. I tell you, there is a big difference. Rashi Hostan the Beish Doros, Lekla Mekum Lodin Ilsa Yoim, Oy Lamokash Yovoy Echod Eidim Vital Shreish Doros, Shavim is Manenu. Here, this last case, it's not possible at all to bring any Eidis one way more than the other way. Because Lamaisa, both of them have a Kosher Star. Shimon has a Star, the field was given to him today. Levi has a Star, the same field was given to him today. So it's not possible to bring any Eidis more one way the other way. So therefore, since it's not possible to bring any Eidis, therefore, there's a psak of either Yachleiku, or else there's a psak of Shudu Dedaini. Mashenkin by us over here, what's the Shaila? Reuven says this karka belonged to my father. Shimon says this karka belonged to his father. Now, we don't know. Bezin doesn't know. It's possible that maybe they will find Edim. Maybe one will find the Shtar. Maybe one will find Edis. Hope will find the proof. Therefore, since it's possible for one maybe to find the proof over the other one, therefore, Nachman says, there the story is called Yolam Gavar. Let them fight it out, and they will say the one that has the better proof, he'll win. Therefore, if there is a possible to bring a proof, we say let them fight it out. The one that has the real proof, he'll win out. That's the chilek. That hosom leka lemekim alo demilsa, hocho iko lemekim alo demilsa. But over here, though, you could bring proof. Since you could bring proof, then Rav Nachman says the svar of kol diolam gavar. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding daf lamed hey yomer aleph. Yeah, two lines down. The Gemara says, "Umayshino mehod etnan." Why is it different than this halacha? In other words, the middle of the shal now that Rav Nachman before said halacha, Rav Nachman said that in the case of ze oime shel avoisai, the ze oime shel avoisai, Rav Nachman said, "Kol diolam gavar." Let's say two people are fighting. Reuven says, "This field belonged to my father, and I yashened it." And Shimon says, "No, this field belonged to my father, and I yashened it." And neither of them have edus, neither of them have proof to what they're saying, and neither of them are mechzokim on it. So Nachman said, "A new klal of kol diolam gavar." We let the two of them fight it out. Whichever one is stronger, he'll keep it. We said that was a machlekes. Some Hashem learns it means that he'll bring better rayas, he'll bring it with proof, with rayas. And some Hashem know it means pasha, they'll fight it out. And the one that's stronger that will win, he'll keep it. And the pshat is because the one that really owns it will fight harder and he'll win. That was Rav Nachman's Kiddush. So now the Gemara asks, why is it different than here that we learn not like that? The Tanan, we learn the Mishnah above Mitzvah that says, Hamachlif Pora Bachamor. If two people are changing over a Pora for Chamor, Reuven owns the Pora, owns a cow, a pregnant cow, and Shimon owns a Chamor, a donkey, and they want exchange. So they make like a Kinyan Chalipin. That Reuven that owns the Pora, he's going to go now and make a Kinyan Meshicha in Shimon's Chamor. And as soon as he makes the Meshicha in the Chamor, automatically the Pora goes over to Shimon. That's Bateras Kinyan Chalipin. And now, after Reuven made the Kinyan Meshich on the Chamor, now Shimon goes to take his Pora that he owns the Pora. And Violda, and when he went to find the Pora already gave birth. And now we have a suffix, when exactly did the Pora give birth? If the Pora gave birth before Reuven made the Kinyan Meshich on the Chamor, so then Reuven owns the Vlad. Because the Chalipin takes place b'shas the Kinyan on the Chamor. Whereas if at the time when Reuven made the Kinyan on the Chamor, the Pora did not give birth yet, so then the whole Pora, the pregnant Pora, the way it is, goes right over to Shimon owns her. And then if she gives birth later, the Vlad belongs to Shimon. So right now we do not know who really owns this Vlad. Was it still by Reuven, or was it by Shimon already? And the same type of a suffer could be v'chein ha'moiche shivchosoi. If Reuven sells if shivcha kananis that he sells it to Shimon, and she was pregnant. And v'yolda, what happened was Shimon gave money to Reuven. He bought the shivcha with kesef, and by the time later when Shimon went to see the shivcha, she already gave birth. So we have a doubt now, did she give birth before he gave the money, and therefore the kid still belongs to Reuven, or did she give birth after Shimon paid for it, and then the Vlad belongs to him? So it's a suffix, who owns the Vlad here? And Zoyma, Reuven says, Archela Macharta Yolda, she gave birth, or the Pora gave birth before I sold it to you, therefore it still belongs to me. Vizelimer, and Shimon says, no, Mishalakach the Yolda. What do you mean, it gave birth after I bought it already?